today's shiur, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss the general idea of the mitzvah of Netilas Talad Minim, and as well as the bracha that's made before the mitzvah. When should you make the bracha that it should be able to be Oivel Asiyasam? Now really, we should start to speak about the bracha, because you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. First you make the bracha, and then afterwards you do the mitzvah. However, we have to first see what the mitzvah is. How are you makayim the mitzvahs, netilas dalad minim, and then we'll know when to make the bracha. The Torah says, ulakachtem lachem b'yoyim erishayim, b'yoyim erishayim pri'etzad dalad minim. The Torah says that you should make a maisa lakicha of the dalad minim. Pashtus, what's the mitzvah, the kiyama mitzvah of the dalad minim? But pashtus, the kiyama mitzvah is, like the Gemara says, mida'agbe nafakbe, al yedei picking up the dalad minim, yoyotza. Picking it up, yoyotza. What does it mean, picking up the dalad minim? Mida'agbe nafakbe, picking it up. The Torah really says, ulakachtem, to take it. So what do you do exactly to be makayim the mitzvah? The etzah mitzvah of netilas dalad minim, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the lakachtem? Is the mitzvah picking it up? So there's a famous klar of the Bikur Yaakov. The Bikur Yaakov klares in the mitzvah's netilas dalad minim. Is the mitzvah the netilah taking the dalad minim? You have to actually take the dalad minim? Or even without taking it, as long as you hold the dalad minim, it's enough. Do you have to actually go and take the dalad minim? Or you have to, as long as it's in your hand, you're holding the dalad minim, you're yoytza. To bring out, to illustrate this shaila, what's the mitzvah lekichas dalad minim? These are a few nafka minis. We'll bring four out of the many. The first nafka min would be, if somebody picks up, he takes the dalad minim before the alois. Coming now Thursday morning, he's so excited, he gets up 2 in the morning and he takes the dalad minim, he's holding, he's waiting to be yotze the mitzvah. Comes the alois, after the alois, you can ready do your makayim the mitzvah. After the alois, you're holding the dalad minim, you're holding it already, but if we're talking about, not holding, we're talking about that you have to take the dalad minim, the maisa lakicha la maisa, you don't have a maisa lakicha. Maisa lakicha, you took b'shas and by night when there's no zman chiyuv. So that's one nafka minna between if it's the maisa lakicha or as long as you hold it, you're enough. That's one nafka minna in the shaila. Another nafka minna, which could be pretty often, is if, let's say, another nafka minna, is there the mic? Another nafka minna. Okay, it's not. Another nafka minna would be, is if, let's say, the chayla or the zaken doesn't go and take the dalad minim, somebody puts it into his hand. He's not bakayach to take the dalad minim. Somebody goes and puts the dalad minim into the chayla's hand, into the zaken's hand. He puts it into his hand. If the mitzvah is the maisa lakicha to take it, Lamaisa, the old person, he never took the dalad minim. I'm not talking about that he picked it up, he took it. He's holding his hands out and somebody puts the dalad minim in it. If it's the mitzvah is a mitzvah of taking it, so he's not going to be yotze the mitzvah because you have to take the dalad minim. But if the mitzvah is not the taking, the mitzvah is just to hold the dalad minim, Lamaisa is holding the dalad minim, will be yotze. That's the second nafka minna. The third nafka minna is what the Magen Avraham brings. It's really a toisvis. It's not brought la'aloch in the Shulchan Aruch, but we're going to speak about it soon. To be able to have oivel la'asiyasam, to take the dalad minim before you makayim the mitzvah, one of the eitzes is that when you take the dalad minim, you should be machaven not to be yoitza, be machaven shaloi lotzis, till after you make the bracha. Be machaven not to be yoitza, make the bracha, and then after the bracha, you'll be machaven lotzis. So let's take a think over here. When he took the dalad minim and he was machaven shaloi lotzis, so he doesn't have a lakicha. When he took it, it wasn't a shas. in time maybe it was a shas chiyuv, but it wasn't a lakicha of mitzvah. And then afterwards, after that he made the lakicha, after he's machaven, he's just holding the dalad minim. He's holding the dalad minim, but he never took the dalad minim. That's the third nafka minim. The fourth nafka minim would be, also a pretty common case, would be the first day sukkahs. If somebody doesn't have his dalad minim, the halacha is the first day you can't borrow. L'kachtem lachem b'yayim arishon lachem. Lachem is dafka yours, mishal lachem. So what's the eitzah? How do you accomplish? How do you take care of lachem? The eitzah is you take the dalad minim b'matona, amanas lachse b'matona to be zoichin the dalad minim. That's the eitzah to be that it's lachem. So what are you doing over here? You're taking the dalad minim to be able to get the dalad minim with a kinyan. After you read, you made the kinyan, it's yours, it's lachem, now you want to do the mitzvah. So over here also, you don't have the maisa lakicha, the taking the dalad minim, but you're just holding the dalad minim. So over here also, l'chayr, it should be a big nafka min ladina if the mitzvah is taking the dalad minim or if the mitzvah is holding the dalad minim. So we have four nafka minus ladina, what the maisa mitzvah lakicha is. Is the maisa mitzvah taking the dalad minim, or the mitzvah is just holding it? Again, the nafka minus would be if, let's say, you picked it up before alois, a zaken and chayla that just get it into their hands without picking it up. And let's say a matana machaven shalei lotzis, you don't have a maisa lakicha, you're not taking it, but you're just holding it. And then the fourth nafka minim we said is by matana manas lahachse, you zoich in it. So do you have to put down the dalad minim and take it again? This shaila is a big machlokes apoyskim and achrayim. The first day, if you don't own dalad minim, somebody doesn't own dalad minim and he borrows a dalad minim, the first day you're not yoitz, you need lachem, you have to own it. So how do you get it? You take the dalad minim, you take it, and you make a kinyan. Let's say hagbah, you pick it up. But after you made the kinyan, the hagbah, and it's yours, now you're holding the dalad minim. So if the mitzvah is just to hold the dalad minim, it's moiridik, you're holding the dalad minim, you yoitzah. But if the mitzvah is not just holding it, you have to actually take it. So you're not taking the dalad minim. You're not taking it. It's in your hand already. You would have to put it down and take it again. What'd say? The same yisoyda shayla and the same shayla fetzi. You're holding it already from before the alois. Yeah. Right, like we said, that was one of the nafka minim. So let's say a chayler zaken, someone puts it in the hand over there also. If you need a maisa lakicha, taking it, then you don't have a lakicha. Many poskim say that it's ma'ak of a maisa lakicha. A maisa lakicha, which means you have to take it. In these four nafka minas ladina, the chassam sofer, his Talmud brings in Machna Chayim, his Oiris Tshuva, his Enoch brings b'shmoy of the chassam sofer that it's ma'ak of. The Binyan Shleima brings Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and Rabbi Shleima Zalman, the height of the Gepayskin Paskins La Locha, that to be Yoitza, you actually have to make a Maisa Netila, not just holding it in your hand. They say, the Torah says, Ulakachtem. Ulakachtem means you have to make a Maisa Lakicha, you have to take it. That's what Ulakachtem means. Meidach, there's many Paiskim that argue. The Avnei Nezer, the Machna Chaim himself argues on his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, and he says, you don't need a Lakicha, Kafa Chaim, the Chazanish. Actually, yeah, they all say that you don't need to make a Maisa Lakicha. I, the Torah says, Ulakachtem. When you hold it, that also means a Lakicha. Lakicha doesn't mean a physical taking the Dalad Minim. As long as you're holding it, that is what the Torah means, Ulakachtem. The stipler in Brocha Simin Vav brings that the Chazanish was Mesupik. So far we have that the mitzvah like taking the dalad minim, machlekes apoiskim, is it just holding it or you actually have to take it? Let's move back to what we had before the Gemara. The Gemara says, even the Agbei Nafakbei, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Pesachim, that when you picked up the dalad minim, you were yoitza. The mashmoyes ha-gemara would be is that you have to pick it up. So far we only spoke about do you have to take it or even holding it, is it enough? But what's about another part of the mitzvah? Do you have to lift the dalad minim? The lashon ha-gemara would seem Kivan the Agbe Nafak Beidi, you actually have to make a Maisak Bo, you have to pick it up. So the Kapas Tamarim says that you need a Maisak Bo. You need a Maisa Hagbah. He just says that it'll be toilin the machlekes rishonim Hagbah by Kinyan. How much of a Hagbah do you have to do? Famous machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Chayesh Mishpat. Does the Hagbah have to be Hagbah Tefach or three Tvachim? And Memel over here also, when the Torah says Ulakachtem, and you also need a Hagbah, whatever Hagbah is defined by Kinyan would be over here also, whether a Tefach or three Tvachim. However, in Sefer Chaim Ubracha argues, and he says, there's no such thing. You don't have to have a Maisa Hagbah like Kinyan. When you make a Kinyan, you have to make a Maisa Hagbah. Over here, there's no Kinyan. You're not making a Kinyan by Dalav Midim. You don't have to, there's no Din Hagbah. And the truth is, the Torah says, Ulakachta, why would you need, where does this Din Hagbah come out from? However, he says, but you still have to lift it a little bit. Why do you have to lift it a little bit? A mashu, you have to lift it. You have to lift it a bit. Not a tefach or three tefachim, you have to lift it a little bit. Why do you have to lift it even a little bit? So the Emek Bracha explains the reason why you have to lift it even a little bit is because if you don't lift it b'chlal, then you don't have a lakicha. Whatever you'll define lakicha means, whether if lakicha means to pick it up, I'm sorry, to take it, or lakicha means just to hold it. But if you're holding on to something on the table, you just hold on to it like this while it's on the table, it's chasar in the lakicha. You don't have a lakicha over here. You're missing lakicha. Lakicha is only when you lift it a little bit above the table, so then you have a good lakicha. You took it properly. If you don't lift it above the table, it's command the murachdam. It's like it's sitting on the table. So far we have two shitas. Either you have to have a full-fledged Hagbah, when you're going to do the Maisa Mitzvah Thursday morning, you have to pick up your Dalad Minim, wherever it is, pick it up, either a Tefach or three Tvachim. Maybe you should even be Machmer, the first day is the Raisa, pick it up three Tvachim. And then we have another shita that you just have to pick it up, a Mashu. And it's not Medine Hagbah. The reason why you have to pick it up is because if you don't pick it up a Chlal, then it's just sitting on the table. But there's no reason, there's no mitzvah of picking up the Dalad Minim. Then there's a third shita, the shita Sarashash. The Rashash says, you don't have to pick up the Dalad Minim at all. You don't have to pick up the Dalad Minim b'chlal. Ah, you should all ask me, the Gemara says, kimen de agbe nafek be, that means it says you have to pick it up somewhat. Kimen de agbe nafek be, you have to pick it up. So the Rashash, the Gemara's lav dafka. You don't have to pick it up. The Gemara means kivin the agbe, but you don't. There's no din agbah. As long as you take the dalad minim, take it, hold it. That's enough. So far we have like this. We have when you go and you do the mitzvah, you either have to take the dalad minim or at least hold the dalad minim. And then we have a shaila after you take or you hold the dalad minim. Do you also have to lift it? How much you have to lift it, or if you have to lift it? Now, just to be mashlim in the inyan of lifting up the dalad minim, if you have to lift it, the Kapas Tamarim says a tefach three tvachim. What happens if it's on the table? And that's a lot of times the case, right? Somebody's wife, their mother, the girl takes it off the table to be yoitza. You take it, you move it off the table, and now it's above the ground a tefach three tvachim, but you never lifted it three tvachim. Do you actually have to lift it up three tvachim? Or as long as, even if you don't lift it three tvachim, as long as it's above the ground, a tefach of three tvachim, it's enough. It's only a shaila in the Kapas Tamarim that the Kapas Tamarim says you have to pick it up a tefach of three tvachim. Lefi the other shita that you only need a mashu, that it shouldn't be kaman the munach on the table, then it doesn't make a difference where, what, and when. It's not kamunach on the table. But we want to know if you have to pick it up. Do you actually have to make a maisa hagbah? Or even without a do you have to actually pick it up? Or as long as it's not above the, you move it off the table and it's above the ground, a tefach of three, it's enough.
What's the din lagabe kinyan?
Oh, so we'll get to very good. What's the din lagabe kinyan? So let's take a look. Very good. What's the din lagabe kinyan? No, he says the chastaka kinyan. Let's take a look in Hilcha Shabbos be a ruve chatzeris. If somebody wants to be able to carry in a chatzar, if you want to be able to carry in a chatzar, the halach is you have to get everybody to chip in bread, chip in challah, bread, matzah, And then if everybody's meshutif, you could carry in the chatzar. Shkoyach, thank you. You could carry, the aloch is you could carry in a chatzar. Now, it's a shtickle hard to go around if you have 60 or 100 people to go around to everybody to go pick up bread. So what do you do? And that's what's taka done. You buy your box of matzah and you makna to everybody from the matzah, so everybody owns in the matzah. And mainly you have a ruvach hatzeiros. Very clear, simple, and good. How do you do this ma'isa kinyan? You do this ma'isa kinyan. Let's say if you do agbah, the poskim speak about over there. If you do agbah, so you have to pick it up. Machloik, you see, the tefrach, three tvachim, you have to lift it up. You have to lift it up three tvachim, or a tefach. What happens if, let's say, you move it off a table and it's above the ground, a tefrach, three tvachim, is that enough? Says the Taz, it's not enough. It's not enough. You have to actually buy it. We're talking about a kinyan. You want to know what's it in by a kinyan. Buy a kinyan of Akbar. Says the Taz over there that it's not enough just mugba v'oimid. You have to actually lift it up three tefachim. So if that's the case, that you have to actually lift it up three tefachim, would come out over here also, or a tefach, by dalad minim. If you move the dalad minim off the table, just a second, if you move the dalad minim off the table, it won't be enough. You actually have to lift it up. Lafita kapas tamarim, that part of the mitzvah's lifting, you have to lift up the dalad minim, three, a tefach or three tefachim.
Why do you have to be kind of the dalad minim?
Very good question. You don't have to be kind of the dalad minim. We're not talking about the first day. Let's say all 7 days of Yom Tov without a kinyan. What are we talking about? We're talking about to do the mitzvah of the Torah says ulakachtem. What's the definition of ulakachtem? Definition is not only taking it, but lifting it as well. But you are right that the others argue on the kapas tomorrow and they say, lo yimatsinu, do you have to do a ma'isa kinyan? You don't have to do a ma'isa kinyan. Others taka argue. But we're going now that you have to do a ma'isa hagbah, says the Taz, that if you need a ma'isa hagbah, the ma'isa hagbah has to be done regardless, even if it's above the ground, three tvachim. However, right over there, the Avni Nezer, the Bi'alocha brings over there, the Avni Nezer, others argue and say that as long as it's mukbah va'oimid, it's enough. As long as it's above the ground, three tvachim or a tefach, it's enough. So memela negayet us also, as long as the dalad minim is above the ground, a tefach, three tvachim, it's enough. So what we have so far is ma'isa lakicha, or holding it, picking it up. And even if you do actually have to pick it up, these are shayla, if let's say you move it off the table and it's three tefachim above the ground, is that enough, or you actually have to do a ma'isa of a poil of picking it up? If the reason is that it shouldn't be part of down to the karka, it's a shmuz for itself. We'll discuss it afterwards. It's a whole shayla and... It's technically, if the reason why, as long as it's above the ground and it's not, you moved it out of its rishus, if that's the vart, so then by dalad minim also. You have to accomplish, I'm just saying over the kapas tamarim, that the kapas tamarim says that you have to do like what is done by kinyan. So if by kinyan, as long as it's above the ground, it's enough. So here also it's enough above the ground. What'd you say? Just before moving to the other part of the shir, the part of when to make the bracha, we know we make the bracha before the mitzvah, but when will it be before the mitzvah? We can't leave out, there's still one more important part of the actual mitzvah, at least like some achrayinim. We said the mitzvah is to take the dalad minim, hold it, take it, or maybe even lifting it. What's about nanuim? So nanuim is a big arichas about nanuim. We know about the nanuim for halal. That's a mishnah. What's the makor for the nanuim when we make the bracha? That's a taisvis, and taisvis brings two gemaras. One gemara is katan ayidei l'naneya, and then which means even without halal, and he brings a gemara in brachas, which is mavur yoytzel aderech. You make a bracha menanei, which means you see you do nanuim even without halal. So there's a din nanuim when you do the mitzvah, b'shas l'kichas adal, meaning there's a mitzvah, you also have to do nanuim. what's these nanuim? Are these nanuim a mitzvah, a minig? What's going on with, what's the idea of these nanuim? The Chassam Sofer asks a question, and the Chassam Sofer asks why the Gemara says katan hayedel and aneya, you machanachem to take the dalad minim. Katan hayedel and aneya. And what if the katan doesn't know how to shake the dalad minim? The only thing the katan knows how to do is to take the dalad minim, to hold it. He doesn't know how to shake it. What's the aloch over there? You're not machanachem. It's mevur in the Gemara. You're not machanach. Only katan hayedel and aneya. If he doesn't know how to shake, you're not machanach. So the Chassam Sofer asks, why not? I have a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kivan de agbe nafik." You take the dalad minim, you yoitza. So you don't have to do nanuim. Says the Chassam Sofer that the nanuim, it's al hashas over there for nart on the Gemara, where the Gemara says katan edel aneya. Says the Chassam Sofer that is a chi of midayraisa halacha lemoishem esinai. Part of the mitzvah is to do nanuim. He says since the Mishnah says these are shear in the lulav. The shear is gimel tvachem and tefach linanea. So shiurim is the halacha l'moishem esinai. So memelo nanuim is midayraisa halacha l'moishem esinai. And he's weiter, and it's one big mitzvah. And therefore, since it's one mitzvah, which means we just said now the mitzvah taking of the dalad minim is taking it. And not just taking it and maybe lifting it, it's also to make nanuim. And therefore, a katan that doesn't know how to shake, we're not machanach a katan to do a half a mitzvah. A katan that can make kiddush but he can't hold a becher, we're not machanach him to do a half a mitzvah, even if they're ice and they're abonim, but we're not machanach to do a half a mitzvah. So the nail over here by nanuim says the Chassam Sofer, nanuim is a part of the mitzvah. And therefore, we're not machanach a katan if he can't do nanuim. But what we see very clearly in the Geya to our Shmuz right here is that part of the mitzvah is not only taking it, holding it, lifting it, it's also to do the Nanuim. Oh, so very good. Ramotch, you're asking Gevaldik. I, the Gemara, says it's a Gemara. Mid the Agbe Nafak Be. So the Chassam, I wasn't going to say it because it's more in the Nanuim Shmuz, but he says in Moiru de Gezach, he says, Chiddush, Sok the Chassam Sofer, that you don't actually have to do the nanuim as long as it's roi labila, like we find in Kachim, you're able to do it, ain't bila makeva, so but anuim also, as long as it's roi to do the nanuim, it's enough. But avada katan that can't do nanuim b'chlal, he doesn't have the roi labila, he's not makayim the mitzvah, we're not makanachim. Memela, roi labila is enough. So therefore, it's not going to be problematic if you don't actually do the nanuim. As long as you could do the nanuim, you're yoitza. Which would l'chayra come out of nafkemino, let's say if Rachman al-Latzan, if somebody's paralyzed, or a chayla that he pashat can't do the nanuim, loitach sam sefer, it's questionable if the person's yoitza, maybe can't, you shouldn't make a bracha, maybe, you know, you should do it. These other shitas, the shitas akapas tamarim is that these two separate mitzvahs, these one mitzvah is the netilah, and there's a whole separate mitzvah of nanuim. One has nothing to do with the other in regard to one without the other. Yoytza lekicha without nanuim. But the Chassam Sofer says part of the mitzvahs ulakachtem in the Torah halacha lemoishem esinai stretches the mitzvah that you also have to do nanuim. So atkan we have pretty clear what the mitzvah is. When the Torah says take dalad minim, the Torah is saying take the dalad minim or hold it or and lift it and also do nanuim. Now we're going to go into the part before doing the mitzvah. Every mitzvah, these are mitzvah, you make a bracha, and the halacha is when you make a bracha you're supposed to make the bracha over lasiyasam. You make the bracha before the mitzvah. So technically, what's the big problem over here? You did the maisa, you do lakicha, holding it, taking it. So just make the bracha before the lakicha. What's the problem? And it's oyvel asiyasam. The Gemara says, min da'ag bay nafak bay. So right before you lift up the dalad minim, make a bracha. It's on the table, make a bracha, and then pick it up. What's the problem? So Taisva says, yeah, there's a problem. Taisva says in Sukkah that it's bedoyma like by tefillin, we find the yesoid. That even though you make this adin oivel asiyasam, that you're supposed to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah, and therefore technically, what does it mean before doing the mitzvah? Before you do lakicha or anything like that, before you do it, you make the bracha. And when would that be? When it's on the table, because the second you pick it up, you yoitza. But Tosfos says that would be oiver the oiver. it's too far away from the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's too far away. Just like you find Tosfos brings a Menachos by Tefillin. When do we make a bracha when we put on Tefillin? We don't make a bracha when the Tefillin's on the table. When it's on the table, it's a little bit, it's too far for when you're doing the mitzvah. You make the bracha when it's on your hand before you do the kshira, before you tie it. Once you tie it, it's ready, you have the mitzvah. It should be oivel asiyasam on your hand, very close by, and right then and there you make a bracha. So what would be the, what would you do by Dalad Minim? If it's on the table, says Tosfos, it's too far away. You're too removed from doing the mitzvah. And once you pick it up, picking it up already, you makayim the mitzvah. The Gatosa says, keeping the ag bay nafak bay. So what's the eitzah? What are you supposed to do over here to be able to make the bracha over lasiyasi? Tosfos says some terutzim. The post can bring other eitzahs. We'll try to go through one by one. And we'll see that basically all the eitzahs are somewhat problematic. And it's rightfully so to say that the eitzahs are problematic, because the Gemara in Psachim that we mentioned, which is a Gemara, it's a Gemara Psachim, came in the Ag Bay Nafak Bay. The Gemara really says that the reason why you make a different bracha on Lulav, the Gemara says in Yesod, any bracha that you make, if you're doing the mitzvah, you say it with a lamed. Lam, let's say by Milot, the Gemara speaks about doing a bris. If you're doing the bris for your son, you say lamel. If it's for somebody else, which that's usually the case, you say ala milam. So the Gemara asks, by Dalad Minim, if that's the case, we're doing the Dalad Minim, the mitzvah ourselves, so why don't you say a bracha of litoil halulav? Instead of al metilas lulav, you should say the bracha of litoil. That's what the Gemara asks the Shaila. And the Gemara says, kiven the agbe nafakbe, like the Rishonim explain, that it's done. And it's, you're not going to be able to do oivel asiyasam. You just can't. That's what Sadr Rishonim explained. You're ready yoitzah by picking it up. And seemingly, it's not an eitzah to make a bracha before. So Meila de Gemara says, that's why these are different loshen abracha by Dalad Minim. Instead of litoil, you say al natilas lulav. Which means, we're going to get back to it shortly, that it's mavur from the Gemara, that when you make the bracha on the Dalad Minim, technically it's not oivel asiyasam. So let's try to go through some of the eitzahs and see what they ask, what the problems would be of such eitzahs. Again, we want to try to figure out when to make the bracha, that when you make the bracha on the tilas lulav, it's before you do the mitzvah, but it shouldn't be too early. And if the dalad minim are sitting on the table, it's too early. That's what Tais says, it's too early. And the second you pick up the dalad minim, it's too late, you already did the mitzvah. So we are somewhere in the middle that you could be yoytzeh the mitzvah, you can make the bracha close enough but before the mitzvah. Tosfos says one teretz that just pick up the lulav, just pick up the lulav and leave the estrog on the table. Memeluat, since these are halacha, that all four minim are ma'akvin zezeh, all the minim are ma'akvin zezeh, so you weren't yoytzeh, you weren't makayim the mitzvah till you pick up all four minim. So Mela, that's a very good idea. You have all your four minim on the table. Pick up the lulav. But you weren't makayim the mitzvah until you pick up all the minim. So pick up the lulav, make the bracha, oivel asiyasam. And then afterwards, pick up the esrog and skavaldik, you will yoytze everything. You have oivel asiyasam close enough to the mitzvah, and you can make the bracha. Agav, why do you pick up the lulav and not pick up the esrog? Maybe you should pick up the esrog. It's a whole shmooze for itself. What mean you pick up first? But why do you pick up? Maybe you should just pick up the esrog and not the lulav. Just pick up one of them. Why dafka the lulav? The poskim explained, since the bracha that we make is al natilas lulav, which that's a shear for itself in the lashon bracha, but we make al natilas lulav. If we make al natilas lulav, we want to be close enough to that part of the mitzvah. So we want to pick up the lulav so we could say al natilas lulav because it's not on the table. But however, you weren't makayim the mitzvah yet because you only makayim after picking up the esrog. So that's eitzah number one. Eitzah number one is pick up the lulav, make a bracha, and then after you make the bracha, pick up the esrog. So then you makayim the mitzvah after you pick up the esrog. The second eitzah Eitzah number two, which is also brought in Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Be mahapach the esrig." One of the two meaning you should be mahapach. Actually, some of the Rishonim, even the tour brings, you can be mahapach any of the two meaning, because technically we explained before you have to pick up the lulav because you're saying anatilas lulav, but that's fine. Just pick up the meaning, but it should be upside down. Now you're not yoytze because you have to take a derech gedulah, so it has to be the right side up. So pick it up upside down. You're not yoytze. Make the bracha, but it's not too far away because it's in your hand. And then after you make the bracha, turn it over. Turn the asterisk to the right position. Just a good thing to know. Sometimes I see people don't do it the right way, so just to bring it out, if you want to do this Eitzah, which this second Eitzah, just like the first one, is brought la halacha, and take the estrig, don't pick up the estrig and then turn it upside down, because if you take the estrig and then turn it upside down, you will yoitza already. So what you have to do is, when you pick it up upside down. So that's the second Eitzah. Pick up the dalad minim. One of the minim, Taisa says, pick up the estrig upside down. So make sure when you lift up the estrig, make sure that you're picking it up upside down. And mainly you're not yoytze till after the bracha. The kol boy doesn't like this idea, and he says that it's a zilzel mitzvah. Yeah, it's a zilzel. We spoke about it, Yehuda. It's a zilzel mitzvah to take the estrig upside down. Everybody agrees that he's such a musik of zilzal mitzvah. These halacha not to take your tefillin, hang, pick it up by the ritzuas. These halachas of zilzal. Why here is different? You could say many pshatim. But that's the kasha on the upside down. It's a zilzal, it's a kolboy. The Bach, the Taz, the Kapis Tamarim, the Goyin, and others ask a shayla on the first two eitzes. Again, the first two eitzes either pick up the estrig upside down, or don't pick it up a chlal. They all ask a shayla, you didn't pick up the estrig, or you picked it up upside down. And the chanami, it's ma'akiv. But there's a halacha, which is la halacha gepaskin the Shulchan Aruch, not la mezech hazez yatsa. So and the chanami, you have to pick them all up, but the maisa mitzvah you did already by picking up the lulav. So why is that called oivel asiyasam? Why is it oivel asiyasam? When you pick up the lulav, even though you didn't pick up the esrig, you were yoitzer, you did the maisa hamitzvah, and since you did the maisa hamitzvah, how could you go and make a bracha afterwards on the tilas lulav? You picked up the lulav already. Oh, so what you're saying is like this. You're saying, and this is what the Bach answers, but we'll try to explain. Not all say this answer. The Goyen says it's not a good answer because of this question.
What's the question?
The question is that these are halacha notlam bezeh achazeh yatza. You can pick up the lulav, put it down. Pick up the estrig, put it down. Pick up the hadassim, put it down. Pick up the ravas and put it down. Which means that when you picked up the lulav, you did a maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah of taking the lulav, you did by picking it up. If that's when you did the maisa mitzvah, so how could you make a bracha afterwards al natilas lulav? The natilas lulav, the natila you did already. He did the natila earlier. So Mele the Goyen says, this is not a good eitzah, the first two eitzahs. We'll get to the third eitzah. He says, maybe the third eitzah, but that's... He doesn't like these two eitzes because of this. Lamaisa, you did already the maisa mitzvah. The Bach, however, answers this shayla. And the Bach says, Lamaisa, we have to answer it. It's brought lahaloch and shulchan aruch, these two eitzes of not picking it up or picking it up upside down. The Bach says, it's true taka the maisa mitzvah you did. You did already the maisa mitzvah, you took the lulav. But the kiyum mitzvah, when are you makayim the mitzvah of taking the lulav? Only after you take all four. Before you take all four, there's a problem of that it's ma'akvin zezeh. So the maisa mitzvah you did already. But la maisa the kiyum, when are you makayim the mitzvah? You only have the kiyum mitzvah after all four meaning were taken. So Mamela says the Bach, this is the eitzah. Pick up the lulav. Don't pick up the esrig. Even though you did the maisa mitzvah, but says the Bach, you could be make the bracha because you weren't makayim the mitzvah yet. You didn't have the kiyumis, which means that's the hakira and the din of oivel asiyasam when you make a bracha. Does it have to be before the Maisa HaMitzvah? The Maisa HaMitzvah you no longer have anymore because you already picked up the Lulav. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Kiyam is only it only happens after you do all the Minim, which means after you pick up the Esrog as well. So that's the first two Eitzes. Either don't pick up the Esrog or pick it up upside down. Make the Bracha and then pick it up or turn the Esrog the right way. The Bach actually brings that maybe to do both upside down. Since the Maisa, if you want to, it shouldn't be in a Tili, says maybe instead of just the Esrog, do the Lulav also to take care of this problem that we just asked. Take both upside down. The third Eitzah brought in Tosfos is to be Machaven Shalai Lotzis. When you pick up the Dal of Mina, instead of with Eitzahs, don't pick it up the wrong way, pick it up properly. Pick it up the way you're going to do the mitzvah. But be Machaven Shalai Lotzis. And if you're Machaven Shalai Lotzis, you're not Yoitzah. Make the Bracha, and then switch. Stop being Machaven to be Yoitzah, and you have the mitzvah then, and you're Machaven the mitzvah. That's Eitzah number three. Right, we spoke about that earlier. This would be one of the three, four nafkabinas. And Reb Cheskel, I'll speak to you afterwards, that could be, this is even better, the Izzalakicha, but we'll speak about it afterwards, means even if you have the mice, you don't have the kavanas only klap in the key, and we'll speak about it. But these are one of the nafkabinas that if you need a mice lakicha, you don't have it. And Chanami, for the beginning part of the shir. Tosis doesn't say to put it down afterwards. Tosis just says, you machaven shalai latzis, you make the bracha, and then you machaven to be yotza. That's the third eitza. Lamaisa, on this third eitza, the kapas tomorrow asks a moiru de geshaila. Not so much on Tosis, but he asks it on the tour. The tour paskins in Simon Samach, that mitzvah srichas kavana. Loit had a tour paskets mitzvah srichas kavana, and if you're not machaven, you're not yoitza. So if I say, what do you have to have a kavana lehepach shaloi lotzeis? Pick up the dalad minim without a kavana, and then afterwards have a kavana, you'll be yoitza. No. On Tosis Alein, it's lav dafka. Tour paskins mitzvah srichas kavana. So if mitzvah srichas kavana, and the tour Alein has a problem of. The Torah himself asks how it should be Ayvul HaSiyasam. So Ibazoi, how would you be able to do such an Eitzah? The Torah brings this Eitzah of Mechavad Shalai Lotzis. What do you have to be Mechavad Shalai Lotzis? You don't have to be Mechavad Shalai Lotzis, just don't have Kavana and that's enough. What, even by the Raisa? We could be Chayshish, but in the Torah himself paskins, the Torah Lahalacha says Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, so the Torah, that's how he paskins, so then you don't have to be Mechavad Shalai Lotzis. If you what?
You're obviously
doing it for. Oh, very good. You, the Shrag is saying Gevaldik. I don't know if it's a Prima Gadim. I know it's a Chaya Adam. The Mishnah Brura brings the Chaya Adam. I thought about it when I said, the Olam handled this also. Very Klarazach. The Chaya Adam says that even though we paskin and Mishnah Brura and Simet Samach brings it, even though Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, but if it's Muchach Maisav, that you're doing it for the Mitzvah. If you're practicing Shofar, so who said you did a Lashma? But if you're in the Bima, Rosh Hashanah, you said Lam Natzeach, and you're right after the Brachas, it's Muchrach that the reason why you're blowing the Shofar is for that. He says the same thing for Dalad Minim also. Nobody picks up Stamazai, these four Minim, there's no such thing. It's Muchrach, you're doing it for the Mitzvah. So if it's Muchrach, you're doing it for the Mitzvah, it's not an Eitzah, just don't have Kavana, because if you don't have Kavana, you're going to be Yotzer a Mitzvah. So therefore you have to have a Kavana Shaloi Lotzis. So that would be a clear answer to Kapas Tvarim Shaila, which means that it's an Eitzah of being Mechavan Shaloi Lotzis. The fourth Eitzah is that you could still make a bracha even if you picked it up properly, not upside down, and you picked up all four minim, and you weren't machaven shalai lotzis, you machaven lotzis. There's still another eitzah, zogin de rishonim. Even afterwards, you could still make a bracha because of the nanuim of the shaking. Which nanuim are we talking about? So if you take a look, Tosfos Redzos, Tosfos is in Pesachim. Tosva says that even the Nanuim of Halal, which means you took the whenever you take the Dalad Minim, you picked it up, you forgot to make the bracha, and even though you forgot to make the bracha, you took the Dalad Minim. Not only did you take the Dalad Minim, you also made the Nanuim. But then it comes to Halal, and you remember that you didn't make a bracha. You can make a bracha right then and there. So maybe you have Oyvel Asiyasim for the Nanuim. The Chayyadim actually takes it a step further, and he says not only before Halal, even in middle of Halal. Let's say middle of Halal, you realize you didn't make a bracha. Middle of Halal, as long as it's Bein HaPrakim, says the Chayyadim, you can make a bracha. What happens after Halal? You already finished Halal. Chayre Hananuim, you're done. You can't make a bracha. The Chayyadim is Mesupik. It could be you could still make a bracha because of the Hashinus. Going around the Bima, it's that Minig. Zeichel Amikdosh, you can make a bracha for the Hashinus. And the Chayyadim is Mesupik. The Kapas Tmorim says clearly you can make a bracha on that. So with this fourth Eitzah, that even after you did the mitzvah, you can make a bracha for Nanuim. Some of the poiskim, the Kapas Tmorim, stretches it not only for the Anuim during Halal and during Halal, even after Halal, as long as it's before the Hashanahs. The next two Eitzahs are Eitzahs that some attack a Noyig like that, but it's questionable. These are halacha that you're supposed to hold the Dalad Minim together. You have to hold them together. And if you don't hold them together, that's not the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So Mameila, what they do is they pick it up, so it's not over the over. They make the brach and then they put it together. It's a good Eitzah because you put it together, so it's close enough, but you didn't do the mitzvah until you put it together. L'maisa, it's not really an Eitzah, it's not a foolproof Eitzah, because the poskim say the El Yirah, but the other poskim say that it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv to put it together. So if it's not ma'akiv to put it together, so vaitas, it's not an Eitzah. The same thing, which means it's not an Eitzah, because if it's not ma'akiv, you pick it up. Who said you could go make a bracha now? It's not ma'akiv. The same thing is also holding in one hand. There's a big machloikas achroinim. If you hold all four minim in one hand, if you're yoitzer or not, and mainly you pick them all up in one hand, and then you make the bracha. The Aruch HaShchaim holds you not yoitze, and the Mela you make a brach, and then afterwards you put into two hands. But that vait is not yoitze, because the Taz says that you are yoitze when it's in one hand, and the Mishnah brings the Machlokes. He says you should be machmer to take it over without a bracha. So it's vait not yoitze. One more yoitze, which is yoitze number 7, the Kapas Tmarim. Based on the first part of the shiur that we spoke about, the Kapas Tmarim says that part of the mitzvah is not only taking, you also have to lift it up. So he says it's a gevaldige eitzah. Take the Dalad Minim, take it, pick it up off the table, make the bracha, but you weren't makayim yet the mitzvah till you lift it up. So it says the Kapas Tmarim, that's a gevaldige eitzah to have oivel asiyasam, take it off, hold it, take it. But don't lift it, and mainly you don't have the mitzvah, says the Kapas Tmarim, it's eitzah number 7. So we have like this, either don't pick up the asterisk, pick it up upside down, be machaven shaloi lotzeis, you can still make a bracha on the nanuim, hold them separately, hold them in one hand, or make the bracha before you lift it. 7 different eitzes. What happens, 6 someone said, I think it's 7, if I counted right. Lamaisa, what happens if you passed all the eitzes? You machaven lotzis, you pick them both up, it's a you did your shanis, everything, you lifted it, the kapas tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What happens over there? Could you make a bracha? L'chayr over there, you can't make a bracha anymore because it's not over lasayasi. It's done. So there's a big machoikas apoiskim about it. The goyin, which doesn't really like more or less the eitzis, and he says, we mentioned before, the Gemara says, that you make the bracha differently by lulav because it's not oivel asayasay. So the mail of the goyin says, comes out from the goyin, you'll be able to make a bracha even after the mitzvah. The Sharetzim brings the la'alacha. However, brings this sad la'alacha, and he also brings the argue, the poiskim that say, I think it's the Bekur Yaakov, that says the lamaisa, no, if you're done, the Bekur Yaakov actually says it clearly. Bekur Yaakov says that you could do it after Ishanis, but after that, vesuloi, that's it, you can't go anymore. Once you did a mitzvah up until after Ishanis, it's done, and you can't do, it's not over lasiyasam, we have a machloikis. Just to be messiahim with what's with Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu, we try to do oivel asiyasam, but what happens? You made the bracha, and then now with Shechiyanu, what do you do with Shechiyanu? Meaning to say, you pick up the lulav, the esrog is upside down, or the esrog is on the table. do you turn the esrog over to be properly and make a shechianu, and then make a shechianu, or the shechianu also needs a evalasiyase? The tzad naris, because it's not a birchasa mitzvah, it's a birchasa shvach. So maybe you could do it later. So machlekes apoyskim, the lashon haShulchan Aruch would seem that you need oivelasiyasam on the shechianu also. The Shulchan Aruch over here, what says is din, he says make a bracha on the tilas lulav this shechianu before you take the asterisk, and then afterwards you mahapach or take it the eitzes. So in Shulchan Aruch state that you should do oivelasiyasay for the shechianu also. Whatever trick eitzi you want to do, do it for shechianu as well. However, there are many that are noyig to change, meaning to say is to make the bracha, pick up the asterisk or turn the asterisk over or any eitzah, and then make the shechianu afterwards. And it's alpi d'losha. I'm just going to read you the siddur of Yaakov Emden. He says yikach alulav biyadai v'yevorach al natilas lulav achakach noitel asterigu machabre, and you say shechianu. In other words, make the bracha before oivelas. It should be oivelas yasam. Then take the asterigu machabroi and everything you need, and then make a shechianu. Lamaisa, the Bekur Yaakov doesn't like it. He says it's a toyes gomer, and absolutely, like the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to do the shechianu before also. So we have machloikas lagabe shechianu. So just to be masakim, the mitzvahs netila is either holding or taking. You may even have to lift it up, including in the mitzvah we saw is also the ishanis. And you have to make the bracha oivel asiyasa. We saw many eitzes how to make the bracha before oivel asiyasa. And we saw machlekes if this din of oivel asiyasa also has to be legabe de shechianu.